person with the most risk almost always wins. Next, let me start saying I am there's a book written and it's called The Crash Course by Chris Martinson, and it talks about how to survive crashes. It talks about he's a bit predictive, he's a bit of a philosopher, and he talks about like moments like this. He predicted this in a different way, and he talks about how without a doubt, and Blair last night, my coach, Blair came on last night and he said, you know, I've met him personally, and he always talks about in the time of a crisis, your community is your single biggest asset. And specifically, more importantly, he talks about how cross-pollination is your single biggest asset in these times. So for instance, Alessandro, you could have cool emails that you can share with the whole group. You could have David, who's amazing. David is amazing online, and he can share stuff to the group so everyone learns. And then some of you are going to be better at adjusting, and some of you are going to be better at communication, and some of you are going to be better at initial consultation, and some of you are going to be better at report of findings. And being able to collectively do something as a group right now is your single biggest asset. So first thing I'll say is you're in a good place. How many of you guys agree? Yes. And like, I don't want to be alone right now, I can tell you that. You know, I got my coaches that I also learned from, and I've got my group. So I doubled my coaching when this all happened. I was like, I phoned my one-on-one coach. There's a lady I speak to normally once a month. She helps me do something called clearing. Like, I talk to her about what's going on, and so I can be the best that I can be. And now I'm speaking to her once a week because I'm like, shit, I need it badly at the moment, you know? I need to work harder on myself than I've ever worked on myself. So I just want to acknowledge all of you for working really, really hard on yourself. So I'm going to ask you to do something a little bit silly, if you will. So everyone put up your hand. Pat yourself on the back and say, I'm awesome. Because you're working on yourself. So first of all, before we continue, can you in the chat quickly tell me where you're joining me from? Where's your practice? Where are you now? Where are you self-isolated? And Jess, you like 30 seconds down the road from here. Barcelona. Awesome. Where else? We've got Bilbao, Ariadna, Barcelona, Beatrice, Seville, Bologna. Oh, Bologna. My wife and I and my beautiful daughter. When my daughter was very little, we went to Bologna. We spent like 7 days in Bologna. And in 7 days, we probably put on 7 kilograms. The food's too good. It's too good. Okay, cool. Who else do we have? Malaga, Murcia, Barcelona, Tolosa, Murcia, up the road. Almeria, San Sebastian, Anna. Okay. Anna, you're going to have to stop moving your phone.
sorry.
Malaga. Villanova. Okay, Malaga. Okay, cool. Listen, I just want to say, where you're joining me from today, that I think at this time in our lives, we're all one big tribe. You know, we're all going through this together, and it's been funny. You know, it's probably the first time in my life where, as a businessman. So let me give you guys understanding. I own and operate 8 practices. I have a coaching group. You know, just my rent I have to pay a year is about $500,000. Just my rent, $500,000 a year. So how many of you realize there's a reason I'm bald, yes? So there's a lot of pressure, right? If you want to play a big game, someone once taught me the person with the most risk always wins. The person with the most risk almost always wins. And that's going to be maybe a little bit different to what you've heard before, you know? And the reason I say the person with the most risk always wins is because I like to put myself in a position where I can't lose. Meaning, if I lose, I've got 100 people relying on me for income, 100 families, you know? And that's like puts a lot of pressure, but I like it because I know I have to be bigger, I have to be better, I have to work harder, I have to do more because I got more people to serve. You guys understand? Now, it's not for everybody, so I'm not saying you have to go take that risk, but I do think to play a bigger game, sometimes taking on more risk helps me perform better. So I've got a couple little things for you that I can run through. And I'm going to start with the opportunity first. I'm going to start with the opportunity. So right now, I think, how many of you are on my call, Kyra Chats? Okay, so some of you were, I might repeat some of the stuff, but just forgive me, is I think now is there are certain things that are happening right now that will change our lives forever. You guys realize that? Forever. Things will change forever. And a couple of them are, let me give you an example. Here in the United Kingdom, they've been trying to get people here on our socialized medicine, NHS, to use telemedicine or telehealth or online consultations with doctors for years. And they've never got it above 10% consumption. All of a sudden, overnight, it's at 80%. 80% of all doctor visits are already via online, just like that. You know, all of a sudden, universities have taken the entire syllabus online. All of a sudden, doing this, like we're doing now, is completely normal. All of a sudden. Zoom, how many, if you didn't know what Zoom was before COVID-19, you now know what Zoom is. Everyone knows what Zoom is, yes? So here's how I think your practices could change if you want to embrace it. Number one, I think that, I'm speaking to predominantly Europeans here, so I think it'll filter here a bit slower than it does in America and places like that. But already I know chiropractors and physiotherapists and even surgeons that are already using telehealth and making money right now. While we're all sitting at home, they are right now already charging. And they actually don't charge less for initial consultation. They charge more because you get to be at home. Let me say that again. It's weird, right? It's like they're charging people more for initial consultations like this because you get to be at home. So they're like, that's why we're charging more, not less, which is very interesting. So I'm not going to change all my practices to do that. However, what I do think could be something for everyone from a marketing perspective is that I think that having the option on your website is going to be normal. I think that, you know, when people click on your website and you say you can have an initial consultation or initial chat with a chiropractor virtually, I think that's going to be a button. David, you're going to really like this. But you know, on our website, David, we've got the free telephone consultation. I'm going to add free Zoom consultation on there. And I'm not even going to do my chiropractor's not even going to do it. I'll just have a CA do it and they'll do a pre-consultation. So I think little things like that could change. And this is how you're going to be thinking now. And what's difficult for us as human beings is there's a couple of sentences that kill us. One is the sentence, I already know this, or the other sentence that kills us, all our learning. No learning happens after the sentence. This won't work for
me.
This won't work for chiropractors. This won't work in Seville. This won't work in Timbuktu. This people in Malaga would never do this. Listen, I've heard it all before. Like, people are people are people. No, but people in Spain would never do this. Oh, that's interesting because I just went to a practice next door and they are doing it. So it's just an interesting concept. That's one thing. I think you'd have to think about that. It's about testing and going, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? But don't be a deer in the headlights and not embrace some of it. The next thing is, like even Jess, one thing we've been looking at, if you're not doing a health class in your practice, you really are missing opportunities, a retention opportunity and a referral opportunity. But when I run, I'm always very open about this, doing 8 practices, I've always struggled to get them to be consistent because across 8 practices, it's hard to get one person to do all of them, etc. So all of a sudden, I was just on a call with Eamon and Jess, and we were like, now all of a sudden, because this is completely normal, one of the things we're going to do after this is we're going to do maybe 2 health classes a week for existing patients or existing customers or existing clients, and we're just going to do it virtually from now. Like, this is going to be normal. It's like your health class as part of your care plan, either before initial consultation, because this is what people are going to say. It's like, well, how come we did everything virtually before this, and now you have to tell me to come in as part of a health class? Are you guys with me? Yeah. And again, none of this you have to do. For me, I'm going to do that because it helps me. But for some of you, you might prefer to get them there physically, and that's just a payoff you have to test and give the option. Like, it's going to be something like this: your care plan is, I need to see you 3 times a week for the next 3 months or whatever it is. And we do our health classes, and everyone attends a health class every Wednesday evening, and every Thursday at noon, and they virtually can do them from home. I think that's something that could happen. Some predictions, you know. Another thing with it is, I think I mentioned this on the call. I think that your live chat websites could be something that is a live Zoom. You just click on a button and it streams straight to the front desk. I think that's like all futuristic stuff that all of a sudden is already happening. So that's really when it comes to marketing and things where I think the practice could go is, I think that some of you that are very high volume, I think that some of your pregnancy exams could be outsourced, or if you will, within a team member, and you do a pre-consult, if you will. They come in, maybe they do the scans, and then the report is done virtually if you wanted to free up the practice. These are all opportunities to free up space. Another one is, I think that certain practices, how many of you do a health class before initial consultation? A health class before day one? Anyone on this call? Okay, I just know quite a lot of docs in Spain were doing that. Sometimes what happens is, in a one-on-one situation, when it comes to chiropractic or physio or anything, is we spend a lot of time one-on-one, if you will, in a day one or day two, which is our selling environment, right? And sometimes what happens is we spend too much time speaking to the wrong prospects in one-on-one when we've got a limited amount of time. So let's say you've only got 10 appointments slots available each week. If you're very good at marketing, you need to make sure sometimes you can fill up those 8 of those 10 with people who maybe are time wasters, right? But I think where it's going is that you could jump on everyone could jump on first with a team member for a 5 minute pre-consult, and they do a few questions, and then you'll be able to filter through people that are really ready to speak to the doc, to speak to your expert over time. You guys learning something? So the only thing that's going to stop you right now is that you're going to go, wow, how am I going to make this happen? I don't want you to think about that now. This is not about application. It's not about even thinking about how you're going to make this a reality. This is just planting something for you that most of the time someone else is going to do before you, and you're going to model them. That's all I'm saying. Is like, be open to the idea, and also know that you heard it here first. Just remember that. You heard it here first. There will be a watch. This is going to happen. You'll be like, wow, I can't believe that happened. I promise you this is going to happen. So those are just some little predictions I have for you guys. And Anna, to talk about your opportunities, guys, I want you to understand right now that there are people right now that are having record months, the most income they've ever earned in their life right now. And just to give you guys understanding, me, this month is the most money I've ever made from consulting and coaching in my life. Right now, it's not a million miles away from six figures right now. So my question is, if I can do it, can you do it? Hello? You can. There's no difference, you know, and it's the only thing that's going to stop you from, I'm not saying you have to do what I do, but do you understand that? I'll give you some background. Is I come from a family that were bankrupt twice. Does everyone know what bankrupt is? Bankrupt? Yeah. So we did quite well as a business, and my family went bankrupt twice. Owned big houses and lovely cars and holiday homes and all things, and then we went bankrupt, lost everything, and then we made all the money back and we went bankrupt again. And if there's anything that I've learned, is that what's happening now is going to happen again. Yes, you get that? What's happening now is definitely going to happen again. So everybody take a deep breath in. Breathe out. It's okay. But here's what I want you to take out of this. I want you to think now, when it happens again, and it's going to be, might be a different form, might be a different financial crash, might be a different, because now that we've done this once, do you know that how it's going to force governments to do it a bit faster? It may happen only in 20 years' time. We may have a different type of thing. But anyway, whatever I've learned is that all tides that come in must also go out. And so good times must eventually go down. So what I don't want you to do is, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to make an impact, that don't be the person, when it happens again, that's crying again. You with me? It's okay to have challenges now, but don't be the person that it happens in 10 years time, and then you heard it here, and we're like, but I told you it was going to happen. Robert Kiyosaki has been telling us not to be self-employed or not to just rely on one income for 30 years. You know, for 30 years he's been telling us, and it's going to happen again. So I believe that the worst number in business is one. And when it comes to a chiropractic practice, you should never have one type of new patient. You should have, you know, you should be able to do screenings and online and talks, and you should have more, because one of them sometimes gets taken away. For us, sometimes we can't do talks anymore because the businesses decided they don't want us in. Or we can't, what if Facebook went bankrupt or went under tomorrow, and I can't do Facebook marketing anymore? So I always assume it's going to happen. At some point, it's going to happen. So I want you to assume it's going to happen to you again. And what are you going to do now to make yourself, if you will, immune? Like me right now, I've also got my challenges. I've got my big challenges, by the way, big challenges. But I am still got another two forms of income. My rental income for my properties is still coming. And my online businesses, I'm still making money. In fact, it's record for me. So I'm not saying that Anna can tell you this, and I tell my own coaches that I believe that teaching is the biggest blessing in the world. That I think that, you know, the definition of a doctor is what? A teacher, right?
A teacher.
Yeah, and I think that we do that anyway. So I always believe, I was taught that everyone has a business and an information business in them. And it might not even be in chiropractic. It might be, you know, you just teach the thing you're doing, you know, whether that's teaching people how to eat healthy, teaching people how to exercise, teaching people how to live an inside-out lifestyle, write a book, do a podcast, do a YouTube channel. It's something to start working on this in a bigger perspective. Are you guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
So what, you know, the thing about hanging around with Robert Kiyosaki is that he's quite harsh. He is ruthless, and he will tell you as it is. Like, he will tell you you're an idiot. I've been told Robert will be like, you're an idiot. It's a stupid question. That's Robert. He's hard. But he's been saying some of the stuff that are happening now, right now, for years. You know, he's been saying banks are going to lock you out of your bank accounts, and they are going, if you come from Greece, that's already happened to you. So my message to you now is that I believe that this period right now is a there are so many blessings for it, and one of the blessings for it is that it's a lesson, and it's a lesson that is quite a cheap lesson, in that we're in a position where I promise you everyone's going to be just fine on this call. You're going to be just fine. You're going to come out the other end of it, and you're going to be stronger, and you're going to have better businesses, because now is when you realize, you know what, I should have worked harder at this. I should have worked harder at that. I should have worked harder at that. Me too, by the way. Me too. So that's, now is when you get stronger from really nailing down the things that you should have been doing. And that's what you should be focusing on now. I'll go into what you should be focusing on now in a moment. But if anything, what I want you to do is take out of this, I want you to ask yourself this question. And the question is, when this happens again. Not if, when. Am I going to be ready? Because maybe you weren't ready this time. Am I going to be financially ready? Am I going to have other investments? Am I going to have potentially other businesses? I highly recommend having other businesses. I highly recommend having other businesses. But I'm paranoid, right? Remember, my parents went bankrupt twice. But the founder of Intel said, only the paranoid survive. You see, David, only the paranoid survive. Can you hear that? Oh, yeah, only the paranoid survive. So what I mean by that is, it's we run our lives, you know, the whole world since 2008, everything's been good, 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 more, more, more money, and everyone's less unemployment, and everyone's just going around their life like nothing's ever going to go wrong. And I think that this is just such a lesson for us all, is that it's fragile. And if you don't think about this, if you don't be a little bit of a pessimist, does that translate pessimist? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pessimist be a bit of a, mm-hmm. yeah, you don't be a little bit of a pessimist now, you're going to be the one crying in 10 years time from now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now's a lesson, and you couldn't be in a better place. It's now to learn a different skill set, to make your practice stronger, to look at all the things right now that you've been, that this is exposed. And what was brilliant, Anna and Jess, you were on the call last night, was my teacher said that his teacher, who I've spent a lot of time with, his name's Mac Newton. He lives in Phoenix, Arizona. And he said that crisis is often the universe's way of forcing you to change. A crisis is often the universe's way of forcing you to change. Because had everything just been good, you know, there's a brilliant story of, there was a guy who used to go on a walk every day down the street. And one day he walked past a house and he heard a dog crying, yelping, crying, crying. And he walked past the house and he didn't do anything about it. And the next day, he went on his normal walk, and he walked past the same house, and he heard a dog crying, 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 yelping again. And he said, I'm not just going to ignore it. He walked past again. The next day, he walked past the house, and he heard the dog crying again. And he was like, and he said to himself, look, I can't ignore this much longer. If I hear the dog crying tomorrow, I'm going to do something about it. And he walked past the house again, his same route, and lo and behold, he heard the same dog crying and yelping and barking. And he knocked on the door. He went to the door and he knocked on the door, and a little old man opened the door. And he said, look, I'm so sorry to bother you, but every day I walk past your house and there's a dog that looks like, it sounds like it's in pain or crying. Like, what is it? Is it your dog? Is the dog okay? Like, I'm sorry to interfere, but what's going on? And the little old man said, oh yes, that's my dog, come inside. And he went inside and he went to the kitchen and he said, and there the dog was crying. And he said, okay, well, why is the dog crying? I'm looking at the dog, why is it crying? And he said, well, you know, there's a nail in the floorboard and the dog is sitting on the nail. And he said, okay, well, that's fine, but why doesn't the dog just move? And he said, well, I guess he just hasn't had enough pain yet. He just hasn't had enough pain yet to move. You guys get it?
Yep.
And the thing is, when things are good, there's not a lot of pain, so you don't move. And sometimes in life, you will never change until the pain of where you're at is great enough. You guys get that? Sometimes like pain is good because it's like, it makes you go, I need to change. Most people with their health never change until they've got what? Pain. Most time the people never change their diet, exercise, emotional well-being until sometimes they get the diagnosis of cancer. Most times they don't change until they get the bad x-ray or the bad thing. They don't. Prevention and maintenance are very hard concepts to sell to human beings, because human beings don't do anything until there's some pain. Give me a wave if you're learning something. So sometimes I like to be in environments where people create pain for me. So my coaches will create pain. They will tell me I'm an idiot sometimes. It's what I need. Sometimes my coaches need to tell me, you're an idiot. Why are you doing that? And sometimes I'll be pissed off for a little bit, but then I know they're right, you guys. So sometimes you're gonna hang around people that create a bit of pain for you because you won't do it by yourself. Cool. So opportunity, and I've spoken a little bit about your little voice. Your little voice right now is, you know, your little voice is always looking for danger, guys. I just want you to know that. It's always looking for danger. And right now there's a lot of danger, yes? There's a lot of media and news, and our Prime Minister Boris Johnson is in ICU. I mean, it's like, I hope he's okay, but I couldn't believe it. Last night I was like, oh, that's it, we locked down for another 3 months. I'm like, oh shit, here we go. You know? So right now, there's your little voice is going to be going mad, and you're going to have doubts, you're going to have fears, you're going to have serious concerns. And this group, Anna, and your group is your biggest asset right now. I cannot stress that enough. I can't stress it enough. And you are all part of my family too, by being part of this family. So, you know, that is by far your biggest asset, and you need to stay closer. Or just so you know, not one of my coaching clients has canceled. Not one. We have a record month now. I have doubled up my coaching because there's going to be people that do nothing and they're going to go out. There's going to be people that work consistently and stay the same. There's going to be people going to work hard now on themselves. And in 2 years, 3 years, that's what happens from the work they do now. Not even 2 months time, in 2-3 years, from the lessons they learn now, from the cracks they fill up now, you know, all the things in your system that you realize now was weak. Now is the time that you had to actually see it and learn from it. And in 2-3 years, you're going to look back at now and go, sure, I'm so glad that happened. You guys understand? Yes. So yes. Here's what I want you to do is I'd like you to, you should really focus on a gratitude list every morning that you're grateful for. So
we're doing it together.
Awesome. Gratitude.
We're doing the gratitude and the win list together as a group.
Amazing. If you want to do some more work on this stuff, I highly recommend you read a book called Authentic Happiness. Authentic Happiness by Martin Seligman. Authentic Happiness by Martin Seligman. Big book, but a great book. And it talks about, are you an optimist or are you a pessimist? And you can be an optimist and a pessimist. I'm both. So just do the work now. Do the work. You know, while everyone is having barbecues, do the work. Yeah, go work on yourself. This is not a holiday. This is not a holiday. Like, I'm working harder than I've ever worked. This is not a holiday. This is time to knuckle down now, so that in 3 years' time, and I'll leave you with the concept really, is that most people overestimate what they can do in 3 months,
good one.
Yeah, and underestimate what they can do in 3 to 5 years.
Oh.
Most people overestimate what they can achieve in 6 months, 3 months. But they overestimate it, and they underestimate what they can do in 3 or 5 years. You know, and if you'd ask me right now, if I would be earning the money I'm earning now in the middle of a crisis, if I would be like, you know, in the situation that I'm in, I would never have believed you 3 years ago, never. 4 years ago, never have believed you. And I truly believe there's magic in five. You can achieve anything you want in 5 years, guys. Anything. You can achieve anything you want in 5 years. So where are you going to be in 5 years? Not 12 months. Where do you want to be? Lysander and Robert and Sarah and, you know, Inma, where are you going to be in 5 years? Naomi, where are you going to be in 5 years? Beatrice, Ayanara, where are you going to be in 5 years? You know, so think about that, because that changes everything. Because if you think right now, a lot of you are going to feel overwhelmed by all the stuff you should be doing now. You know, how many of you have got stuff in your business that you need to do? Yeah, you're like, oh shit, I got so much to do. Like one thing at a time. I'm the same. Sometimes I have to go, I have to write a to-do list every day, and I only allowed three things. I'm like, okay, there's so much to do, but what do I have to do today? It's like, write the email, I write it out. Do 5 pages of my book, write it out. Like just one day at a time, like one day at a time at the moment, because there's so many things you could be doing. But if you do one thing one day at a time, do you know that if you, I think it's like, if you read 5 pages a day or 10 pages a day, or if you write 3 pages of your book a day, you'll write like, you know, 100 books in your lifetime, like 3 pages or something like that, you know? So it's the little things, and really focus on where you're going to be in 5 years. Even though there's massive action needed now, where are you going to be in 5 years from now? You guys with me? You're learning something? Okay, cool.
Brilliant.
Awesome. And then I think, okay, focus now. I'm going to speak really quickly, but focus now are the following things. I think right now you should be focusing on your top 20% of your customer base. By top 20%, I mean your highest spenders. So Jess, you've been sending out personal letters. You've been doing things like that, reaching out. Should you be spending time with all of them? Should you be spending time on all of them? Yes, but I probably know you're not going to. So my focus is always, if I can get you to do anything, do something, anything, even if you do it badly. Let me say that again. Do something, anything, even if you do it badly, to your top 20%. So that's the people that spend the most, that has the most appointments, that spent above €1,000, €2,000, three, whatever you decide, and come up with a list. Maybe it's 200 people. How many of you can write 200 personal text messages? Some of you do that more than a day to your mates. Think about it. Some of you send more than 200 messages a day via WhatsApp, but then we think it sounds like a lot to do it to our customers, our clients. So if it's a list of 200, 300, 400, 100, but like get a list that you're going to go all in together. You're going to send them a Loom video. You're going to send them a handwritten card. You're going to phone them. You're going to text them. You're going to just keep in touch with them. Just top 20%. Next, I think that, I think you should, which actually we've dropped the ball on a little bit, but you should be reaching out in some way, shape or form and adding value. So whether that's exercise class from home, a yoga class from home, a cooking class from home, a healthy lesson, something. It's so easy now. You can send out one email and send everyone to a Zoom webinar. So easy. You can do a Facebook Live. How many of you have done a Facebook Live during this period? Okay, how many are going to do one today? Hello? Look at I know.
Come on.
Listen, this is the best time in history to do anything on video. In history, this is it. Why? Because everybody's doing it and everybody's looking like a fool, which is good. Which means you might as well join them. You understand? Because everybody's doing it. It's normal now. So do a video to your patients. Do a video to your group. Do something. Do anything. And the worst saying we were ever taught was this. If you want to do something, don't do it if it's not done properly. Mm-hmm. You know, you never say, if you can't do something properly, don't do it at all. Have you guys heard that saying before? Mm-hmm. The worst saying ever. When you spend time with top entrepreneurs, this is the saying: if it's worth doing, meaning you should do it, the email, the Facebook Live, the meetings, the numbers, the stats, the health class, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing badly. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing badly.
There is a Spanish saying for that. Es cool. Lo perfecto es enemigo de lo posible. O sea, que no esperéis a lo perfecto y hacer lo que sea, pero hacerlo.
Just do anything. And I will never forget one of my greatest teachers from online marketing. He was teaching me from stage one day. And he said, you know, the only reason that I am teaching you and you're not teaching me, and I'm on stage and I make millions and you don't make millions, the only reason is I'm prepared to look stupid in public more than you. You guys understand?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the master is not someone who's the best. They've just made more mistakes than you. Everybody take a deep breath in. But we're so scared of what the other chiropractors think of us. And we're so scared of what the groups are going to say about our video. And we're so scared of what the big shot chiropractor is going to have a go at us. You know, listen, they don't pay your bills. They don't pay your bills. They don't pay your rent. They don't pay my rent. And they certainly don't look after my patients. I do that. And I don't care what they think of me, because the people that matter do like that I do it. You guys understand? The people that matter appreciate your videos. The people that matter will just appreciate the effort. So right now, if I want to ask you guys to do one, if there's only one thing you get from my talk today, it's just one thing. It's only one thing. Write it down. Write this down. Write this down. Just write down in big. I'm waiting for you to write, make mistakes now. Just go make some mistakes. Like, go make mistakes. Go do the thing you've been scared to do. Go do the Facebook video. Go do send the email. Because the only way you learn is from making the mistake. You guys understand, yes?
Yes.
Trust me on this. You have no idea. You guys see me now speaking on stage, but like, I was like, there was a time in my career where I fainted on stage.
True.
In front of 800 people. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. In front of 800 people.
Just in case they didn't understand, se desmayó hablando el público. Yeah. Al principio de su carrera de speaker.
And now I speak with Robert Kiyosaki, and I've been asked to be on stage with Tony Robbins and Gary Vaynerchuk and Alessandro. You've seen me on stage teaching at other events, and you know, in front of my biggest audience of 3,000 people, guys. Now, you know, I speak, and I fainted on stage. That's how nervous I was on Monday. So the only reason I am where I am was because I was prepared to look like a fool more than most people were. You guys get it?
Yep.
And that's part of the journey, you know. Everyone wants to be good without being bad. And being bad is the tuition price to being good. Are you with me? You've got to be bad at the thing to be good at it. And sometimes you get coaching and help, so you're not that bad. You just suck a little bit less. But you're always going to suck a little bit. So just be okay with it. You're going to suck at the thing either way. So I spoke at Focus. Now Focus is in Oklahoma City in America. So how many of you guys have heard of the Bible Belt? The Bible Belt in America, Bible Belt. Okay. So the bottom of America, the south of America, it's the whole way across. Texas and all of that at the bottom, they call that the Bible Belt. Very religious area. And if you go to chiropractic conferences, every chiropractor speaks about God and Jesus from stage. You know, it's like normal. Whereas like, yeah, you know, you don't say that here, you know? And I spoke at Focus. I spoke from stage and I was telling the story I'm telling now. And I said from stage, I said, you have to suck your way to success. In front of like the whole Bible Belt room, you know, nobody laughed. Nobody laughed. So so there's another opportunity for me to learn and get better. But are you guys learning something? You're learning something? Yeah? Okay, so quickly, what I want to do before I leave, I spoke about little voice, I spoke about opportunities. I think you should focus on your top 20%. I think you should focus on a coming out party. I think you should focus on a patient appreciation party. I think that's going to be big. I think people are going to be looking for community. So put on drinks and put on some music and maybe a jumping castle and whatever you need to do, like a party coming out, right? You get all your patients there. My inner circle members get 150, 200 people there. Again, it's very different. Multiple sites struggle a bit more with this, but certainly I think that's a great way to engage your audience back. Like we're celebrating coming out the back end of this, and we want you to invite you to an evening with us, and you put on a party. I think that's going to be important. Focusing your top 20% is going to be important. I think going forward, I think you're going to be able to market. Your marketing is going to be important going out of this. I truly believe that everyone that doesn't know how to generate new patients is going to need to know. I don't care how good your referrals are. I don't care how good your retention is. If you don't know how to generate some type of new customer at the back end of this, you might be a little, it's going to be a more difficult time. And I always say this, marketing will cover up any mistake short term. And that's why Anna is so important, because like Anna's helping you with specifically, and Anna's going to be helping my team, my coaches even, with retention now, because you don't want to just have that all the time, new patient, but you want to be able to retain them. But now you want to you're going to have to work hard to get people into the business after this in some way, shape or form, even if that's a reactivation campaign. Do you guys with me? Hey, thanks for watching the video, and hopefully you found it helpful. If you have found it helpful, you might want to grab one of my free books called New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how we grew our 8 practices, $7 million worth of turnover, 10,000 new patients every single year. It's the exact marketing blueprint we use for that. It's completely free. All you do is pay for shipping. So click on the link or go to my website, dcpracticegrowth.com, and grab your free book. We'll send it to you and some other resources. It's free. All you do is pay for shipping. Go to the website. See you on the other side.